prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes. Paul and Silas both prayed that night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loosed, and they were free. They sang, just sing, I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, some midnight hour, if you should find you in a prison in your mind, reach out and pray. Reach out and pray.
Defy
those chains. Oh, they'll fall in Jesus' name. Just sing, I bless your name. I bless your name. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Glory be to God. I give you, I give you the honor.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
You are the light.
I bless your name.
One more time. The chorus.
Oh, I bless you, Lord. I bless your name. I bless
your name.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I bless your name.
We bless your name this morning, Lord.
Ooh, I give
we give you the honor. We give you the
I
praise.
Give you, I give you praise.
Oh, yes.
You are the light.
Yes. The same yesterday,
the truth
today,
and the way.
Bless your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. That's our prayer this morning. Blessing your name because, Lord, you deserve it. Lord, oh, what a beautiful day. The rising of the sun, we've risen together with it. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Grace that has given us the privilege to be in your presence once again this morning. Amen. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you the week that has just passed. Oh, that, Lord, you have done for your children, oh God. They are to and fro to their places of work and businesses, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We bless you. Amen. And this morning, Lord, how the same amazing grace has given us genesis from our homes. Oh, from the north, south, east, and west. And here we are, Lord, responding to your call, God. And Father, we know when you call, it shows that there is something, oh, blessed in store for us, God. As even, Lord, this morning, we have this privilege to open your word and look for our Bible, for our Sunday school. Lord Jesus, we want to commit both the children and ourselves here, Lord, into your hands. That the Holy Spirit, the teacher, will take the word and bring, Lord, the life of it to God unto us. We thank you. We bless you once again. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God, richly bless you for coming once again to the house of the Lord. Amen. So now let us straight away go and pick our subject. The revelation of the supreme deity of Jesus Christ, one God. Yeah, from where we left off last week. So this morning, we will be looking at the mystery surrounding the question of the Father and the Son. Amen. So we will read still our God. Scripture from 1 Timothy 3:16. Let's hear the word of God. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Amen. Then let's look at Ephesians 4. We'll read from 4 to 6. Ephesians 4, 4 to 6. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Thank you, Lord. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all. And in you all. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. And even as we sit at your feet now, Lord, Father, take us through your word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, sir, we've gone through the question of let us. And now let's look at the mystery surrounding the Father and the Son. Are they two separate personalities? Let's look at what the word will give to us. Now, Jesus first made mention of the Father when he was 12 years old. Amen. Jesus first made mention of the Father when he was 12 years old. You remember that Bible event? See, Mary and Joseph went to the feast of the Passover in Jerusalem, and they lost sight of him. Amen. That's Luke 2, 40 to 50. And they sought him amongst their kinfolks and acquaintances and found him not. So they decided to go back to Jerusalem, where they remembered that they left him. Amen. Brother, always we need to go back. If we had gone off the track somewhere, always it is what? Go back to where you left off. Yeah. Amen. Go back to where you left Jesus and you found him there. Amen. Amen. So they found him in the temple, and Mary asked, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said unto them, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist not that," that means, know ye that I must be about my father's business. Amen. Amen. So that was the first time Jesus made mention of the Father, when he was 12 years old. And from there on, during his ministry, he had made many, many references to the Father. Praise God. Many references to the Father. And he had even offered prayer and thanksgiving to the Father. Voices have been heard from heaven speaking unto him. Praise the Lord. So now, who the Father is? And who the Son is. Amen. We thank God that we have a prophet. God has given us a prophet. In this our last age, the prophet William Branham. And we now have the key to such mysteries. Amen. So, let us hear what Jesus himself said about the revelation of this particular mystery. That is Luke 10:22. What Jesus himself said about this mystery. He said, all things are delivered to me of my Father. And no man knoweth who the Father, who the Son is, but the Father. And who the Father is, but the Son. And then listen closely here. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. Praise the Lord. No one knows who the Father is except the Son. And no one knows who the Son is except what? The Father. And then to whom he, Jesus, will reveal who the Father is. Praise God. And here we are. See, we are that he will reveal who the Father is to us. So it shows that there is a mystery here. Unless it has been revealed to you, you will never know it. Praise the Lord. So, it's no wonder, see, the disciples of Jesus were themselves confused because they believed Jesus to be the Christ, the Son of God. When they understand what the Son of God means, praise the Lord, that God in what? In flesh, praise God. So, they knew that he, the Christ, that's the only begotten of God, as from God. Amen. So the disciples, one time when Jesus said something like this, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and that they, the disciples, see, know the way. Then Thomas just stopped him. He said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? You see. Then Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if ye had known me, praise the Lord, as John 14, please. John 14, reading from John 14. And if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father. See, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him, and ye have seen him. Praise the Lord. From henceforth, I'm telling you, my disciples, you have known him, and you have seen him. Praise the Lord. But they weren't satisfied. So Philip asked, Lord, show us the Father. And it sufficeth us. Amen. Show us the Father. See, the whole thing is that you just show us the Father. Because it looks as if everything is being, Jesus always speaks in parables. You see. And Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Amen. Let's look at John 16 from 23. This is another time Jesus said something. He said, in that day ye shall ask, okay. Let me see, is that the correct 16, eh? Okay. Start from, well, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask. Yeah, verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament. No. I'm reading, let's see. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. I put the wrong scripture. Eh? But it's still 16. Verse 23, yeah. Only I read from the middle, eh? Ah, okay. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. You see, always that speaking in parables here and there, come bringing in the Father. See, it got the disciples always confused. See, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father. But watch closely. Jesus continued to say in verse 25. He said, he could see that the disciples were really confused. So let's look at verse 25. He started to make things clearer. 25 and 26. He said, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. You see? Always speaking to them in that kind of Proverbs. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh. Amen. The time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of my Father. Amen. Amen. He said, at that day, ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. So there is a day coming. You see, when Jesus was here on earth as the Son of Man, you see, he had to do everything in that, attribute as a son. He had to do everything as a son because he needed to, we are the sons of God. He needed to lay, a kind of life for us to, to follow. Praise the Lord. So he was telling that, look, as I'm with you now, always is what? Pray the Father, you pray, ask from the Father, I will ask the Father to give it to you. Amen. But the time will come, I won't tell you that pray the Father, but in my name, you ask and you receive. What is that day? When he has gone back to his glory, his place, he came from glory, he goes back to glory. Amen. There is no Father up there. Already we know that God says, there is none else besides me. Amen. So when I go over, then when I've taken my place, there is no Father there. You ask everything in my name. You do everything in my name. It's healing. Everything. You ask it in my name. When he has gone back. Amen. So that is what what Jesus was now trying to explain to them. But here as I'm now on the earth here, I will continue to address everything to the Father. That's what? The glory where he had come from. Praise the Lord. And he goes back to glory and there's no more asking through the Father. But through him, all things are we are fulfilled. Amen. So, again, let's look at that scripture. No man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and to whom the Son will reveal him. So the prophet William Branham, he said something perfectly. He said, Christ did not come down to make himself known. Praise the Lord. He did not come to reveal the Son. He came to reveal and make known the Father. Amen. Amen. Not about himself, who he is. He is the Son of Man here. Praise the Lord. Amen. He didn't come to reveal that. He didn't come to reveal anything about himself, but he came to reveal and make known the Father. Amen. So, as we read from Deuteronomy 4:35, you see, unto thee it was shown, and to us, unto us it has been shown, that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else besides him. That's Deuteronomy 4:35. this should be made to for you to know. Amen. He said, unto thee it was shown, and unto us it has been shown, that thou mightest know the Lord, he is God. There is none else besides me. Amen. Amen. Now, let's look at the confrontation also between Jesus and the... there had been several confrontations with the scribe, Jesus with the scribes and the Pharisees and the Jews about who he is. Let's look at that also. We'll see everything coming to light. Amen. And in one of the confrontations, it was based on what... Jesus, that we are looking at John 8, all the story from verse 32 to 58. We will just be picking verses from that place. No, Jesus was what? Teaching the people, and some of the people, the Jews, believed on him. Amen. Some of them believed on him. And so he told those who believed on him, that's verse 31. He told them, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Amen. But those who didn't believe on him, immediately they interjected. You see, that's verse 33. He said, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Let's look at verse 37. Jesus answered unto them, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word had no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do which ye have seen with your Father. Amen. See, Jesus brought in the Father. Praise the Lord. In the confrontation, he brought in the Father. Oh, immediately, the Jews replied, Abraham is our Father. Abraham is our Father. So you... He was telling them that I do what I hear from my Father, and you do what you hear from your Father. And they replied, Abraham is our Father. And Jesus saith unto them, that's verse 39, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. Did not Abraham, ye do the deeds of your father. Amen. Amen. Oh. Then they replied, verse 40. They replied, we be not born of fornication. Amen. We have one Father, even God. So they brought in God. Now they could see that they could not hide under Abraham, because Jesus have told them, if ye were Abraham's children, you have done what the works of Abraham. But you see that you want to kill me. Abraham will not do that. So now they want to now run to be what? Now they are sons of what? God. See, we have God as what? As our Father. Amen. And here also, Jesus, straight away, verse 42, he said, if God were your Father, ye would have loved me. I proceeded forth and come forth from God. Why do ye not understand my speech? Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keepeth my saying, he shall never see death. And so that also they couldn't get any place to hide. From Abraham, they wanted to have cover under Abraham's name. It didn't work now. God is our Father. Jesus answered them also very well. Amen. So they replied, Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Amen. Who makest thou thyself? It is there that Jesus told him, look, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Amen. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and saw it and was glad. Amen. Amen. If you want reference of that, that's Genesis 17:1, when Abraham's name was changed to Abraham, when he had that body change. Amen. Amen. That was where Jesus was referring to. That's what the prophet said. You see, Genesis 17:1. So he said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Oh, they definitely started to tease Jesus. He said, you are not even up to what? 50 years old, and thou hast seen our father Abraham? Amen. And then he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Amen. Oh, the two stones. Because now he has made himself God. You want to tell that he is what? He is God. Praise the Lord. And true, he was God before them. Amen. So the two stones, but they couldn't get Jesus, and Jesus went between them and went away. Amen. So now that Genesis 17:1. Let's look at something there. God introduced himself to Abraham as the Almighty God. Amen. Genesis 17:1. God introduced himself to Abraham as the Almighty God. And you will remember also Apostle John on the isle that's called Patmos saw one like unto the Son of Man, who also introduced himself as Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. God, in the Old Testament, meeting Abraham, introduced himself as what? God Almighty, the Almighty God. And here Jesus also introducing himself to Apostle John on the island of Patmos, that what? I'm what? I am the Almighty. Praise the Lord. So upon this statement, the prophet says something. He said, I want you to watch this carefully now and see something really sweet and beautiful. I said, this is the end time revelation of himself. Here is Jehovah of the Old Testament, the God of Amen. Here is Jesus of the New Testament, the God of Amen. Praise the Lord. If you want to know the time when Jesus introduced himself as the God of Amen, it was when he was introducing himself to the Laodicea church age. Amen. When he said, that is a church age. Let's turn quickly to Revelation. Jesus introduced himself to the church of Laodicea. He said, these things saith the what? The Amen. This thing saith what? The Amen. So God is the Amen. And here, Jesus also introducing himself to the church. He said, I am what? The Amen. You see, the true and faithful witness. Praise God. Amen.
So now, Jesus presently is our fountain of life today. Amen. And the same fountain, and he was the same fountain of water to the children of Israel back there in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. Jesus, the fountain of life. Today, that's the scripture says. And he, at the same time, you go to the Old Testament, he was still what? That fountain of water that gave life to the children of Israel in the wilderness. And when you read 1 Corinthians 10:4, give us 1 Corinthians 10:4. Quickly. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was what? Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. See? God of the Old Testament is what? Jesus of the New Testament. Amen. So there is no controversy. No controversy to this great mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up unto glory. Amen. And when you look at John 1, 14, verse 1, it said, in the beginning, John 1, the gospel, John 1, 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? God. These are all scriptures that prove that Jesus is that same God of the Old Testament. And then verse 14, it said, and the Word was made flesh. Amen. Just like what? 1 Timothy 3:16. See, the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory as of what? The only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. Amen. Oh, and so my brother, my sister, as we read from Isaiah 45, verse 5 and 6, give us that one, last one, we close this topic. Amen. Because this one God is from Genesis to Revelation. We can pick scriptures from here, but only we've just picked some very, very few just to buttress, to refresh our memories. Amen. So, I am the Lord. Isaiah 45, verse 5. Let's read that one to close. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. Amen. Verse 6, that they may know, that you and I may know, from the rising of the sun from the east and from the west. Amen. The whole world, please listen. There is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. One God. Amen. One God. Not three gods. Amen. Or two gods. Lord, we thank you. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. That as the prophet said, this is the end time revelation. And it takes, Lord, your own prophet to God. Oh, that you have sent to this our time, Lord, to reveal all these things to God unto us. And we thank you, the Lord, as you said, no one knows who the Father is except the Son. And no one knows who the Son is except the Father. And to whom you reveal this mystery. We thank you, the Lord. We are the ones, the Lord, you have revealed this mystery, Lord, unto us. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this grace. And Father, as we have come today, Lord, we come with joy. We've come, Lord, with a gladness that we sit at your feet this morning. And Lord, we want to worship and praise your name, O God. So we want to commit, Lord, our worship now and our praises, Lord, into your hands. As the song leader and the musicians come forth, O God, we pray the Lord, they will lead us, O Lord, onto that place where, O God, you can come, O Lord, and minister, Lord, unto us this morning. Father, even as we commit your servant, Lord, into your hands, waiting on you, O God, Father, bless him, Lord. Circumcise his lips, Lord, that, Father, every word that will come will be from you, O God. We thank you, we bless you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.